The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
Time to go inside the Geelong West camp now. Lucky enough to be joined by the coach, Greg Mellor, and he's standing patiently alongside Chris Nichols.
Greg, just take us through the six-week break.
Six-day break.
Well, it was...
Did it feel like 6 weeks?
It did take a bit longer. The players did the recovery on Monday. Chiz and I, we did a video review, some light training, maybe about an hour and a bit's worth of skill and touch stuff. Then train Thursday, just a little bit longer than we normally do. So, pretty much. Well, after Tuesday, it was just pretty much as normal.
And before I forget, just what's the story with Patrick Eastman? I saw him out there last week watching. What's he doing this year?
He's having a year off, Chris. He presented the jumpers last week, and obviously Noah Gribble's a cousin of his, so a lot of the family were there to watch him play his first game.
Greg, thanks for joining us. I'm guessing you didn't talk up the performances of Hanley and Gribble to Daniel O'Keefe and Mickey Barlow. I know Dan Fraser jumped on the phone and really talked him up. He went and watched your boys last week, made sure that they were playing VFL this week. But they're two significant losses to your lineup.
Dave more so in the fact that he's been around the club for a lot longer. Noah, he's only been for one game. So both are quality players, and their whole purpose is to play VFL footy. So, that's a... great result for them. What it does is, and we talked a lot about opportunity this week, and so it gives guys like Sean Barnes, Baxter Minch, Tanner Lovell, they get an opportunity. And, and for us to become a really good club and to take that next step, we need to have some real strong depth through the midfield. So I'm expecting those boys to step up, and back themselves against Marty Brennan and Matt Harvey and those type of players. And, take their game to another level.
Angus Codd's another one you lost, but great for him to get another crack at the Falcons. I think he played one or two games with the Falcons last year, a couple of goals last week, and I spoke to Paul Corrigan during the week, and even he was already picked by the time.
So you're helping the opposition as well too.
He was already picked by the time, but I did say that he just presented up at the footy, and he seems to like the contest.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. Cotty's... We work together at Iona. He's a LSO, so he's in a few of my classes as well too. So helping out the students, it's a great opportunity for him to play this this week for the Falcons. He's had a really tough last couple of years, with COVID and then injuries with his knees and that sort of thing. So, it's just a good opportunity for him, and gives Tanner Lewis a real good crack at. Playing as our key forward with us. So,
Greg, you one of the things I think in terms of your midfield, the ruck contest today with Abbott not in, you're going to have, looks like you'd have an advantage, which you'll be able to say to your mids, well, this is the opportunity with Tyler Watts and Simsy in there, hopefully giving them first use of the ball.
Yeah, I think, when watching the game last week from, the Swans and Grovedale, that, We would think that's a likelihood that might occur, but you saw that with Davis, had a huge amount of hit-outs and won that, but Grovedale still won the clearances in that game. And so, it looked like they were throwing one, sometimes two extras up around the footy. So we've talked about what that could look like and what we need to do to, counteract it.
And one that I probably missed a bit last week, and watching the game again during the week, Lockie Handley last week was really good for you across halfback,
and
like patrolling and controlling and helping and linking. So is his role going to be the same today?
Yeah, like what I was really pleased with, I just thought he set up really well. Like he just owned the outside of the contest, for the transition, and so he was just anticipating the turnover or the transition, and they kicked to him a lot. He's a clever with his understanding of the game, and he's also uses the ball really well. So if we can get the ball in his hands coming off half back and getting the ball inside 50, and that was something that last year we just played a little bit too fast and turned the footy over. We need to get the ball deeper inside 50 more often.
Speaking with Geelong West coach Greg Mellor, here's Matt Kershaw on K-Rock Football.
Greg, after a narrow loss like you had last week, what was sort of the main thing you worked on during the week? Is there anything in particular you put a finger on?
Yeah, well, absolutely. The two things that we spoke a lot about was our skill execution and just talked about, you know, that's something that we can improve. We just need to be working on that. And so we did a lot of skill kicking drills, and it wasn't so much like not taken. We want our players still to be brave to transition to football and play our style of game. But we understand that if we don't get it right, it's gonna hurt us. And that's what happened. Well, it was part of the reason. And then the other key aspect of the game was our ability to win clearances. So a ruck dominance doesn't just automatically get the ball in your hands and get it go forward. So they're the two things that we spoke about and worked on.
Obviously today you'd be looking for more of a result from your inside 50s. Obviously you got enough of it last week, going at 23%, probably not where you'd want to be.
No.
Obviously today will be a big focus on that as well, getting a bit of reward for your inside 50s, yeah. I guess.
Well, you're not going to win too many games with 39 inside 50s, so that needs to be, you know, at least another 12 plus more. And then, you know, making the most of those opportunities you go in. What I was pleased about was our keys all kick goals, and I think that's probably the first time for a long time where we've all our keys lined up. And, you know, Watt's got three, Simon's got one, Collins got two, Cod got two, Lewis got one. We just need a few of our mids and small forwards to chip in as well too. You know, 9 goals are not going to win you too many games either.
Player I love watching is Ethan Little. Can you tell us why he's out this afternoon?
He's got a wedding up in Sydney, so not ideal for us. But he's an important player. You know, he's a proud Indigenous man. And you know, one thing I love about our club, and you see out here, we've got a lot. You know, got a few African boys playing, and Ethan and Tidit, you know, really Emmanuel as well too, sort of fitting into that, driving that, I guess, connection for our whole football club and help building our culture.
Absolutely. What can you tell us about Matthew Cossens, I believe, debuting today from North Launceston?
Yeah, so he'll play on the wing. He's good, got a bit like Lockie Taylor, can run, got some, you know, really good endurance. You know, we'll play on the wing outside, and well, hopefully we can get the ball in his hands and he can carry the ball. Be a transitional player for us.
Based on this breeze, do you expect a lot of footy to be at the scoreboard end today?
Yeah, it's a little bit tricky now. Look, it feels like it's even starting to blow, you know, towards the grandstand side. You know, this morning was no breeze at all, and then it picked up, and it looked like the first half of the twos game was quite strong to the you know, strong northerly, and now it feels like it's just sort of changed around a bit. It'll be interesting. I saw Gravedale on the twos played a man behind the ball in the first quarter, and well, they might do the same.
We'll keep an eye on what tactics they come up with. Hey, Greg, good luck this afternoon. Really appreciate you dropping by and look forward to talking to you post-game. And for your sake, hopefully 4 points in the bank going into Easter.
That'd be great. Good talking to you, boys.
Greg Mollor joining us there, coach of Geelong West. The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.